Commentator James Poniewozik follows television for a living, not politics or business. He says lately the medium has sometimes been working against the Bush administration's message.
If you watch cable news, you may have gotten the impression that George W. Bush has become a character in some kind of reality TV video game. Since the market entered its post-WorldCom dive, the president has given addresses on Wall Street and in Birmingham, Alabama, aimed at soothing investors' worries. But he made the mistake of speaking while the market was in session. CNN, Fox, and MSNBC carried him live, along with oversized graphics showing the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 heading up or down like a capitalist applause-o-meter. Mostly down, down, down. The stock-o-meter, as I've come to think of it, may be the most powerful technological transformation of democracy since the butterfly ballot. The Bush administration is painfully aware of the power of TV graphics. That's why, when you see the president speak on TV now, he's in front of a slick backdrop with a simple catchphrase like corporate responsibility or strengthening our economy reprinted on it like a wallpaper pattern. He's trying to overrule the network's graphic designers, making sure that he comes across focused, in charge, and on message. The effect, however, tends to be undercut when you've got three red down arrows next to your head like big bloody thumbs down signs. I expect to see the words "Game Over" flash across the screen at any second. The whole stock-o-meter phenomenon is, of course, a sad statement on the superficiality of TV journalism, with its focus on short-term scorekeeping, facile analysis, and instant reaction. It is also really, really cool. This is the stock market at its most visceral and organic, manifesting the fears and hopes of an entire nation in real time. It's like watching some kind of information age political game show. George W. Bush, you are the next contestant on Political Jeopardy! First question, how should we deal with corporate criminals who plunder millions of dollars from their shareholders? Send them away to bust rocks in prison? Ding! Correct! And the Dow goes up 20 points! The stock-o-meter could end up being good for both the market and politics. Eventually, Republicans and Democrats will have to start buying stocks en masse during their party speeches, and short-selling during the other guys. With all this money tied up in political investing, there'll be less to sink into attack ads. It'll be campaign finance reform by default. Best of all, now that we have the stock-o-meter, who needs the Gallup poll? Thanks to TV's latest innovation, thousands of poll takers could lose their jobs. And if that isn't worth seeing your retirement fund drop another 25%, well, what is?
James Poniewozik is the TV critic for Time magazine.